Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Owen Hayes, you've heard about these images published in the Irish Daily Mail today and of Owen Hayes, the Social Democrat TD, wearing blackface 16 years ago while president of the UCC Students' Union. He was dressed up, was part of a Barack Obama Halloween costume. Take a listen to the Social Democrats' leader, Holly Cairns. She was speaking about this a little earlier this morning in Dublin. She says there's no way to sugarcoat it.
I want to be clear that if this had happened last week or even last year, he would no longer be a Social Democrats TD. As party leader, I have to give consideration to the context. I want to be clear that it's not an excuse, but the context of it being 16 years ago is something that I have to consider, and I am taking that into consideration. That Owen himself has said he should have known better, but he did not. He recognises that now and has issued an unreserved apology.
Yes, Sock Dems leader Holly Cairn speaking a little earlier this morning. Mamobo Ogoro is the founder of Gore Media, social psychologist. Mamobo, what was your reaction when you saw this online last night?
So thanks, Andrew, for having me on the show. My reaction is actually, quite frankly, I laughed at it. And I also thought it was a distraction in terms of what's going on widely in terms of how racism is in Ireland. Of course, we can accept and we can hold two truths that, like, yes, it was wrong. Yes, he should have known better. But he also made an apology. And it's now time to understand what he can actually take to do in terms of action. So I certainly see that when it comes to taking accountability, and in this case, and because he holds power in terms of being a political party, he needs to take action with the apology that has been made.
What do you mean by action?
Well, first and foremost, hearing out from communities. A lot of times when we talk about racism, we kind of subject the communities that are actually at the receiving end of racism and think of them as like objects rather than the human beings that they are. So action in terms of, first and foremost, hearing the stories and the experiences of those who are put in this awful position when it comes to the outcomes of racism, and using the power that the Social Democrats hold in terms of being in political office to apply that to whether it's maybe strategy, legislation, policy, to ensure that not only do we not have, let's say, racist interactions, but we also really tackle the system of racism itself.
So the statement issued by Owen Hayes, the Sock Dem TD last night, and he put up the long and lengthy apology on his social media in advance of the, I think once he realised that the images were going to be published in the Daily Mail today, he issued a lot of people would feel a fairly robust apology. Are you satisfied with the strength of his apology, or does it go far enough, Mamobo?
I think in terms of, like I said, when it comes to accountability, it is an apology plus action, right? So I'm somewhat satisfied that he has taken accountability in terms of his actions and in terms of understanding the harm that he has caused. I'm not going to frame it as a mistake, because mistake doesn't really imply the impact that has been caused to certain communities, especially with the power that he holds. But what I would love to see is that, okay, in terms of the statement anyway, what sort of action is he going to take next when it comes to racism within Ireland?
So do you mean if Owen Hayes, and I know he's not at the Social Democrat Party thinking in Dublin today, he's not there, but it seems to be the only question that's been pushed to Holly Cairns on her return this morning from maternity to the party thinking. When you talk about action, do you mean that Owen Hayes would come out today and say, I'm going to meet with people, I'm going to meet with groups, I'm going to meet with those who as a white man, I haven't experienced racism. That's not to say he hasn't met with people who have previously, but that I will go and meet with people who experience this on a regular basis. Is that what you mean?
That's a starting point, and I wouldn't necessarily say people. There are support organizations. I lead one myself in terms of engaging with communities who have been on the receiving end of racism, but learning from the support organization, learning from charities, nonprofits who are working in this area from the day to day. Obviously, I wouldn't expect a full-blown strategy or a full-blown policy statement, but I would expect something of the likes of, okay, here's what I'm going to do as a result, you know?
I want to bring Owen O'Malley in as well. Owen is a professor in political science at DCU, and Mamobo, you might stay with us for a few moments. Holly Cairns was talking about this on RTE earlier this morning. She talked about the fact, Owen, that she's very annoyed about it. I think she made comments that she was going to take time to consider whether further action would be taken by the party. Is that necessary?
I wouldn't have thought so. This was something that he did. It was not a manifestation of racism. He was hero worshipping Barack Obama. So he did something that was probably not socially acceptable now, but at the time was clearly okay to do. And
even back in 2009.
Well, I mean, the fact that he did it probably indicates that it was socially acceptable among people in the left. He was also about 20 years of age. It's going to be impossible to have anybody in politics ever if everything that one has done in your youth is going to be dragged up against you. Most of us have made mistakes, and somebody my generation is lucky enough that those mistakes aren't captured digitally because we didn't have mobile phones. In the future, who is going to go into politics? Because everybody's going to have something that will pop up that they did or said on social media at some stage that might have been inappropriate. But we can't punish everybody for things that they did when they were effectively children.
Is that a fair point, Mamobo?
Of course, I agree with that completely. But I also want to be, like, especially in 2009 as well, there wasn't that much. You can argue that it was socially, quote unquote, socially acceptable, but it means the harm was still being done in terms of the communities that these kind of things affect. So what I was saying in terms of accountability is that when he takes accountability, and of course, I don't think that he should be punished for it. But when you're taking accountability for something that you've done, and we've all done stupid things when we were younger, when you take accountability for it now, especially because he's in a position of power, it's going into, okay, what can you actually do as a result of it?
The other thing as well, though, you know, and probably, Owen, unfortunate for Holly Cairns and the Social Democrats today that they're meeting for their party thinking. And this is the topic that is, you know, front and centre. I mean, there's little about party policy being discussed when they met with reporters. Hayes, yeah. It's all Owen Hayes.
Owen Hayes is the gift that keeps on giving to the Sock Dems. I mean, I wonder to what extent this is from inside the party, this had been leaked from inside the party, and that there might be people in there. There seem to be people in there who were annoyed that he was allowed back into the party. And it might be the case that somebody's trying to kind of seal the lid on his political coffin. But it is a major distraction, because now they're doing is talking about Owen Hayes again.
And a lot of people, you know, when I, you know, if I'm to give a reflection of the WhatsApp messages, which we always do coming in here today, people making the point he was a student, this was 2009, this is 16 years ago. A lot of us have done silly, stupid things that we would now regret with the passage of time. Can we not get over it? Can we not move on? He has apologised. What more does he have to do?
Yeah, and perhaps his leader should have kind of taken that view. I mean, the Sock Dems are probably the most sanctimonious of the political parties, so they're going to take a kind of dimmer view of people's behaviour than maybe normal people would. But she possibly would have shown a bit more leadership if she had said, he was 20 years of age, it was a long time ago, views were slightly different there. There was no racism insofar as he was actually, he regarded Barack Obama as a hero and went on to work for Barack Obama. So this was not a manifestation of racism. And maybe just we should all move on. But instead, she probably invited more questions on it. And it looks like this is one that could run and run because of her reaction.
This is Holly Cairns you're talking about. Well, she said today in an interview that she abhors all kinds of racism, you know, and this, there's no question about it that this is blackface. I think Mamobo were the comments from Holly Cairns this morning.
Yeah, so the intent doesn't have to be racism, but the outcome can be racist, let's say, in terms of behavior. So somebody can have all the intentions and all the admiration for somebody who's black. But when we look at the history of blackface and when we look at how it came to be in terms of Western societies, there is a history that it has racist connotation. So I agree with Holly in terms of her condemning racism in all its facets, especially when it comes to, in this case, the outcome of implicit racism. So that's my personal opinion, that the outcome it was implicit racism, but the intent was not. So it's great to acknowledge that, okay, this is not a good behavior to do. But again, he was 20, he was a young lad, he did whatever. But it's good to acknowledge that the outcome was racist, and we need to actually learn better and do better going forward.
Mumobo Ogoro, founder of Gore Media, social psychologist, and Owen O'Malley, who's a professor in political science at DCU. If you want to hear more from Owen as well, he's publishing his new book out this week, the author of Charlie versus Gareth, if you want to read more from him.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.